Welcome to Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta, for the game between the Chicago Cubs and the Atlanta Braves. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago Cubs. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Greg Gross. Batting second. The third baseman, Rodney Scott. Batting third. The first baseman, Bill Buckner. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Bobby Mercer. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Dave Kingman. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Manny Trillo. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Ivan DeJesus. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tim Blackwell. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dennis Lamp. Pitching for the Chicago Cubs, Dennis Lamp. For the Atlanta Braves. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Jerry Royster. Batting second. The first baseman, Bob Beal. Batting third. The right fielder, Gary Matthews. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Burrows. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Bob Horner. Batting sixth. The catcher, Joe Nolan. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Roland Offis. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Glenn Hubbard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Phil Niekro. Pitching for the Atlanta Braves, Phil Niekro. And now, play ball. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gross hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rodney Scott batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Scott is hit by the pitch. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Niekro fires to first and has Scott trapped. There's the throw to Royster who tags Scott for the out. Two outs. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Buckner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards short. DeJesus scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Beal is called out on strikes. Two outs. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Matthews is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Bobby Mercer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Mercer takes first base on ball 4. Dave Kingman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2-1. Kingman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Mercer moves to third. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Trillo strikes out. One out. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 0-2. DeJesus strikes out. Two outs. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Blackwell is hit by the pitch. Kingman moves to second. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Lamp hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Royster fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Cubs nothing, and the Braves nothing. The Braves will come to bat. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of 3-2. Burrows hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, Braves. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Horner hits a line drive towards short. DeJesus reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first, with Lamp covering, for the out. Two outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Braves 1, and the Cubs nothing. The Cubs will come to bat. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Gross is 0 for 1 in the game. Gross hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Scott is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Scott hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gross moves to second. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Buckner is 0 for 1 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard catches it and throws to second with Royster covering, to double up Gross. Two outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mercer is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Mercer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Scott moves to third. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Kingman is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Kingman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Scott scores. Mercer moves to third. It's Cubs, 1, Braves, 1. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Trillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Trillo hits a pop-up towards short. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Hubbard is called out on strikes. One out. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Royster batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Royster is 0 for 1 in the game. Royster hits a fly ball into center field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 1 in the game. DeJesus hits a pop-up towards short. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Blackwell is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Blackwell is 0 for 0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Blackwell hits a pop-up towards short. Royster settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dennis Lamp is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Lamp is 0 for 1 in the game. Lamp hits a ball on the ground towards third. Horner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Beal is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Beal is 0 for 1 in the game. Beal hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Trillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Matthews is 0 for 1 in the game. Matthews hits a fly ball into center field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Burrows batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Burrows is 1 for 1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Burrows hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Greg Gross batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Gross is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Gross hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Scott strikes out. 1 out. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 2 in the game. Buckner hits a ball on the ground towards first. Beal scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Buckner for the out. Gross moves to second. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Mercer is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mercer hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Cubs 1, and the Braves 1. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Horner is 0 for 1 in the game. Horner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Nolan is 0 for 1 in the game. Nolan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lamp fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Horner moves to second. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Office is 0 for 1 in the game. Office bunts towards first. Buckner fields the ball and throws to Lamp covering. Safe. Horner moves to third. Nolan moves to second. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 0 for 1 in the game. Hubbard bunts towards first. Buckner fields the ball and throws to Lamp covering. Safe. Horner scores. Nolan moves to third. Office moves to second. It's 2-1, Braves. Phil Niekro is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Niekro is 0 for 1 in the game. Niekro hits a ball on the ground towards third. Scott fields it, throws to home for 1, and over to first, double play. Office moves to third. Hubbard moves to second. 2 outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Royster is 0 for 2 in the game. Royster strikes out. Blackwell drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Royster out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Braves 2, and the Cubs 1. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Kingman is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Trillo takes first base on ball 4. Kingman moves to second. Ivan DeJesus is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. DeJesus is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesus bunts towards the mound. Niekro fields it and throws to first for the out. Kingman moves to third. Trillo moves to second. 1 out. Dave Rader pinch hits for Tim Blackwell. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rader strikes out. 2 outs. Larry Biotner pinch hits for Dennis Lamp. Larry Biotner is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Biotner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Office. Biotner reaches second base with a double. Kingman scores. Trillo scores. It's 3-2, Cubs. Greg Gross batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gross is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Gross hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Niekro scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gross for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Cubs 3, and the Braves 2. The Braves will come to bat. Donnie Moore now pitching. Dave Rader now catching. Bob Beal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Beal is 0 for 2 in the game. Beal takes first base on ball 4. Gary Matthews batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Matthews is 0 for 2 in the game. Matthews hits a pop-up into center field. Gross settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Burrows is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 1 RBI. Burrows hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 4-3, Braves. Bob Horner is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Horner is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Horner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Guillermo Hernandez now pitching. Joe Nolan is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Nolan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Nolan strikes out. 2 outs. Roland Office is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Office is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Office hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Scott is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Scott takes first base on ball 4. Bill Buckner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Buckner is 0 for 3 in the game. Buckner hits a line drive towards first. Beal catches it and steps on first to double up Scott. 2 outs. Bobby Mercer is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mercer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Mercer hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hubbard scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Glenn Hubbard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hubbard is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hubbard hits a line drive into right field. Mercer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Phil Niekro batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Niekro is 0 for 2 in the game. Niekro hits a line drive into left field. Kingman settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jerry Royster is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Royster is 0 for 3 in the game. Royster hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hernandez fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Dave Kingman is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kingman is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Kingman strikes out. 1 out. Manny Trillo is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Trillo is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Trillo hits a pop-up into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Ivan DeJesu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. DeJesu is 0 for 2 in the game. DeJesu hits a line drive into right field. Matthews settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Braves will come to bat. Bob Beal batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Beal is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Beal takes first base on ball 4. Mike Vale now playing left field. Lynn McLaughlin now pitching. Gary Matthews is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Matthews is 0-for-3 in the game. Matthews strikes out. 1 out. Jeff Burrows is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Burrows is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 home runs. He's got 3 RBIs. Burrows strikes out. 2 outs. Bob Horner batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. There goes Beal. The throw from Rader and he is out, Trillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Braves 4, and the Cubs 3. The Cubs will come to bat. Barry Bonnell now playing left field. Gene Garber now pitching. Dave Rader is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Rader is 0-for-1 in the game. Rader strikes out. 1 out. Mike Vale is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Vale strikes out. 2 outs. Greg Gross is at the plate with a count of 1-1. Gross is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. Gross hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rodney Scott is at the plate with a count of 0-1. Scott is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Scott hits a ball on the ground towards short. Royster scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Atlanta Braves, 4, and Chicago Cubs, 3. Goodbye from Atlanta Fulton County Stadium in Atlanta.